Welcome to PCB Chat, where we talk with experts across the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronics assembly supply chain. I'm Mike Buto, Editor-in-Chief of Printed Circuit Design and Fabrication and Circuits Assembly. My guest today is Mike O'Reilly. Mike is Product Manager for Optomec Aerosol Jet product line, where he focuses on 3D printed electronics and micro-dispense applications. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Mike, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about Optomec?
Sure. Optomec is an additive manufacturing equipment manufacturer. We've been around since 1997. Our first technology was really geared around repairing high-value metal parts. In 2004, we introduced a line of printed electronics technology geared for printing fine feature electronics as small as 10 microns. That technology has expanded over the years, so we can print from 10 microns up to millimeters in scale. Primarily up until about 3 years ago, our printed electronics solutions were used by research and development folks. But over the last 3 years, we really expanded into full-scale production, both at the high volume and medium scale volumes. Companies like Lite-On Mobile in China, an EMS company, uses our technology to print antennas on smartphones. General Electric uses our technology to print sensors onto turbine blades. And we have several mil aero companies using our technology for mid to low volume capabilities to handle advanced packaging needs. So that's in a nutshell who we are and what our aerosol jet technology is targeted for.
And I understand that this week you're announcing a new dispensing platform.
Yeah, that's correct, Mike. You know, we've been working with several major and minor companies for the last 3 or 4 years who are all very interested in using our technology to deal with some of the new advanced packaging challenges that they're having, whether it's miniaturization or coating into selective coating into specific areas. Whether it's printing up the sidewalls of stacked die for advanced packaging. So those are all areas we play in, and we've been working closely with existing automation vendors where we could plug our technology into a standard dispense automation platform and fill gaps in the current production processes. So that's exactly what we're introducing this coming week. And it's really about filling those production gaps with high-density inline print systems using our advanced aerosol jet technology that has been production-proven over the last several years, but now really scaling it for high-volume production in a standard platform.
And, Mike, when you say high-volume, what really are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about, you know, millions of pieces that may go through a product line at any given time. So, you know, it could be everything from, you know, smartphones to computers to games to medical devices. These are all areas that we're working with many different customers on advancing the state of the art. I mean, we are actually recently been approached to print redistribution layers on wafers. So, you know, our technology, because we can print from scales of 10 microns up to millimeters in scale, very precise deposition of materials, is finding its way in a lot of different applications. And once again, when I talk about high volume, I'm talking about consumer devices that would need to go through a factory and be manufactured in tens of millions.
And what kind of materials does the new system dispense?
You know, typically most of the metals that we dispense, whether it's a silver, a copper, a nickel, a platinum, palladium, we can dispense all of those types of noble metals. But typically we're using nanoparticle materials because we are typically trying to print very small feature sizes. But our technology is also capable of printing dielectrics, resistive paste, adhesives, conductive epoxies, you know, a wide variety of materials that we have validated that our technology is capable of printing. I'm sure every time we get involved in a new opportunity, there's always new materials that customers want us to print. And one of the biggest challenges we currently have today is we don't have a nano solder material. And that seems to be, you know, something that we've talked to many different solder manufacturers about, but no one seemed to be interested because we weren't in high volume manufacturing. Hopefully we'll be able to overcome that in the not too distant future.
So at this time, OptiMec doesn't actually supply the materials. I would have to go outside to a third party in order to obtain those.
That's correct. I mean, today we typically work very closely with the material vendors, whether it's a Sun Chemical, a Hitachi, Heraeus, et cetera, in working with them as they tailor their material to work with our specific processes. Today, because we are just evolving into this high volume manufacturing, we typically point to the vendor and say, well, here's the material that we qualified in our technology, but best to, you know, work directly with those vendors. Our goal is over time, and so isn't the material vendor's goal, is for us to be a one-stop shop. And that's hopefully we will become that over time, where a customer could just come to us and we would sell them a complete solution. Out of the box, here are the process parameters to make it run. It's, you know, from vendor XYZ, but you can get it all through OptiMec.
And your press announcement indicates that the aerosol jet HD system can print conformal coatings ranging from 100 nanometers to hundreds of microns in thickness. Would this include the whole range of types, such as acrylics, urethanes, and water-based?
Certainly with acrylics might be a stretch for us, but we've certainly printed urethanes and water-based materials. You know, recently we've been doing a lot of work with some advanced manufacturers in printing non-particle conductive materials as a shielding, RF shielding, EMI shielding material. But yeah, our system is capable of printing a wide variety of materials. The one key thing to keep in mind is because we're printing smaller feature sets and very thin layers of material, typically we're dealing with materials that are in the centipause range versus the pause range. So we're down into the 1 to 1,000 centipause range. So that's really where we need to find materials that can meet customer requirements, but also can fit with inside the print envelope we have.
And some of our listeners might be interested to know that prior to joining OptiMec, you were a vice president at Cadence.
That's correct. It seems like ages ago. I've been at OptiMec for almost 12 years now. But prior to OptiMec, most of my career was spent in the software industry. I was vice president of the front-end tools in Cadence Design Systems. Now, those tools included, you know, tools like Verilog, VHDL, System-C, things of that nature. So I was there for several years and really enjoyed that industry. But some friends of mine came along, and the opportunity was there for me to join OptiMec at a very early start. So here I am.
Well, we're excited to take a look at the aerosol jet HD system, you know, here at the show. Could you share with everybody what your booth number is at the show this week?
Sure. Our booth number is 3800. We'd love to see you there. I think we've got some exciting technology to show to everyone, and it's unique, and hopefully you'll see how it fills gaps in your current production processes.
Terrific. Well, we're looking for big things from OptiMec. I want to remind everybody that if they're not at the show this week, they can be found on the web at optimec.com. That's OptiMec.com. My guest today has been Mike O'Reilly from OptiMec. This is Mike Buto for PCB Chat. Have a nice day.